Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. My next guest, Tina Anderson, has a story of humanity for the ages. What started as a successful life and career in the pharmaceutical industry turned into a mixture of confusion and deep sadness. Just when it was all coming together, a time to celebrate great success, the rug got pulled from underfoot when Tina and her husband, Billy, went from feeling euphorically happy to being downright disgusted, and they knew instantly they had to make a change. As they left a pumping celebration in their office that fated day, they made the bold decision to leave their success for a moment and leave the pharmaceutical world behind for good. Theirs is a story of health and heart, and she's in mine. Welcome, Tina Anderson, to the show.
Oh, thanks, Heather. What a beautiful introduction.
Well, thank you. Your story is incredible, truly. So I want to get back to the roots of it and kind of where it all began. So I know that you grew up in Chicago, but you're Serbian. You were raised by Serbian parents and your husband is too Serbian. And I know that was an important part of your lives. Your parents had a pharmaceutical company. So it was something that was kind of inbred and developed in your life. Even though you became a trial lawyer, you did go back to work for the pharmacy, for the family business. So just take us through that a little bit.
Yeah. So I was in litigation, like you had said, and I, you know, was working crazy hours. And I decided that I really wanted to get into something that was more, I had more of a work-life balance. And I just wanted to get into something that was maybe serving people. You know, I was like, this is great. We're going to be in this industry of pharmaceuticals where we're, you know, delivering life-saving medications to people. And, but after being in the industry for a while, we just started to notice a lot of the abuses. And my husband and I are super deep thinkers. We read a lot of Norman Vincent Peale, Wayne Dyer, and we, you know, all of these messages kept coming to us that we need to do our life's work. And we just did not feel that we were doing our life's work. You know, it's so easy to just get caught up in just doing your same old thing. But when you read these books and you are informed on a regular basis by some of these great teachers out there, you have to follow what you're reading. And so we decided that we were going to go into something that was more meaningful to us, which was the natural health space. And it was, it wasn't like, oh, we just flipped a switch. It was years and years of researching and talking to different people and trying to figure out what area we wanted to go into. And so we ended up, you know, doing our life's work. It's been amazing.
So you were, on this journey in the pharmaceutical business, and you guys had hit a marker of success. And it was, we don't have to get into the details, but something someone said to you at the party, it was like an aha moment where you felt for a minute as like part of the problem versus part of the solution. And yeah, that was because you found that medicine, talk us through that, wasn't really, maybe pharmaceuticals weren't necessarily, and of course we know that pharmaceuticals can help so many people in so many ways, but in certain cases, it's not always the case, and it's doing more damage than good. And there was something in that triggered you to really not just move into that wellness category, but really deep dive into holistic wellness and healing.
Yeah, exactly. It was actually at our office. It was not at a party. It was at our office. And one of the pharmaceutical rep came in. We were a distributor. And so the pharmaceutical rep came in and said, oh, my God, this is awesome. We just won this great bid. It was one of the largest hospital systems in the country. And he high-fived Billy, my husband, and said, this is great. Now, my job, you know what my job now is? My job is to go to every cardiologist at this hospital system and tell them to lower the number that's required to prescribe a particular medication. And so it was like they were basically trying to go into doctor's offices to try to convince them to give a, you know, prescribe a medicine that wasn't necessarily needed. And it was like this big light bulb went off in our heads. Like, this is crazy. And we saw this with our relatives. We had an aunt who went on one medication for like stomach issues, and then that caused joint issues. And then that medication caused skin rashes. Then she had another medication to deal with the skin rash. Before you know it, she was on a dozen different medications and never getting better. And in fact, almost getting worse. And you know, there was never an emphasis on prevention. There was never an emphasis on maintaining your health. It was all just about treatment and then sometimes unnecessary treatment, which was really shocking to us.
Yeah. So, you know, being your own advocate, really understanding, learning to say no or investigate, you know, what, especially the stomach. So like, I want to just dive right into that, because when you're talking about gut health, you were talking about overall health. And the one thing I remember as a kid that I knew, because I was like, actually, when I was in college, after I left home, my mother was like, if you're ever sick or whatever, call me, let me know, go to the nurse. But if you ever have stomachs with your belly, you don't mess with that, Heather. You go right to the emergency room if your stomach is hurting for a long time. And I was like, why? She goes, I don't know. You just don't mess with the stomach. This is like, you know, in the 80s. So as you dove into your research, diving into natural and progressive health, you discovered, when it wasn't so popular, you discovered the power of beneficial gut bacteria. You started to learn about now what a lot of people know and not enough people know about is our microbiome, which is a balance of healthy and good and bad bacteria that lives in your gut. And it's your flora. I always describe it as the garden. If you don't weed your garden, it gets overgrown with the bad stuff and the good stuff gets strangled out and it doesn't work. So we have to keep that flora, that garden in our belly. But it was at a time that probiotics, which is really what we're going to talk about with your business, Just Thrive, weren't really on the tip of people's tongue at the time. And it shocked you, because the research, the data, the science showed that it was such an important thing. So can you bring us through that, how that all happened for you?
Yeah. So I think the first place we started was the gut health, just gut health and how important it is. And I think that was the most shocking thing to me, is that really it's hard to find any disease that's not associated with an imbalance of our gut bacteria. Our gut bacteria is dictating, you know, how we metabolize food, our mood, even, you know, our energy. I mean, you know, we think of gut problems as like gas and bloating and diarrhea and constipation. And those are certainly, you know, indications that your gut flora is out of balance. Right. But what people are just starting to understand is that your mood is dictated by the bacteria in your gut, that, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, all of these conditions are really stem from an imbalance in your gut, or leaky gut, which is the leakiness of your intestinal cell wall, which is, you know, very, a lot of people have it. They estimate 80% of the adult population has it. So I think we were first so shocked by the amount of research on the gut. The Human Microbiome Project had recently launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before, and really told us that we are 10 times more bacterial cells than we are human. So we are 10 times more bacterial cells than we are human cells. And yet we live in this incredibly antibacterial world. I mean, we're, you know, putting hand sanitizer on us all the time. We've got antibiotics that we're taking. And again, antibiotics, like you mentioned, save lives. You know, there's a place for pharmaceuticals. We understand that. But antibiotics are found in our food supply. Antibiotics are overprescribed. Those are destroying our gut bacteria. You know, the glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, sprayed all over our food supply, all of our produce, is all over our food. It's so disruptive to our gut bacteria. You know, household.
Hallelujah, sister. I mean, keep on preaching, because it's true. And people don't realize, knowing that there's a choice to make. You know what I mean? And that to me was the biggest, like, problem. You know what I mean? Like, you are a human being and you're an adult and you have the right to make choices. And I hope there are a plethora out there for you to make, but just be educated when you make a decision, knowing what you're doing.
That's exactly it. That is exactly how I feel. It's like, I just want people to be educated. You make your choices, but know that, you know, you don't, when you go to the doctor, there's a lot of other blood tests you should be getting. You know, when you go to the doctor, you could question, why am I, you know, what's the root cause of this? Why is nobody getting to the root cause? And by and large, most root causes are starting from the gut, from skin rashes. You know, people don't think about that. And again, I mentioned mood. 90% of our serotonin is produced in our gut, which is our happy hormone. Mm-hmm. Dopamine is produced in our gut. GABA, the calming hormone, is produced in our gut. So, you know, most people who have anxiety or depression are generally have an imbalance in their gut. People who, you know, have any type of issue have some type of imbalance in their gut. And so I always say it's like foundational for your health. It's foundational for every area of your health is to focus on taking care of your gut and to eliminate these things that are wreaking havoc on them on a daily basis, from the antibiotics, the glyphosates. Stress is another huge offender to our gut health. It sounds woo-woo, but it's very, very true. I mean, there's science behind it.
Yeah, I talk to people all the time about, like, whether you're excited, if you get surprised at a surprise party or you have a near accident, where do you feel it? Right in your stomach.
That's right.
Your stomach is, so it's all very remedial when you think about it, like, oh, that makes sense. You know, those old adages and the way we're eating, not to mention what being put on our food, but the way we're eating is so differently. We're not pickling our vegetables anymore. We're not getting fermented food, which is really important to natural human diet, natural gut health. That's the way that Mother Nature wants us to work our gut health out. But you came across, now not all probiotics are created equal. So I just want to kind of fast forward a little bit. So after all this research, after all this anger, after all this discovery, what you and your husband did is you set out to make a probiotic like no others. Talk a little bit about the launch of your Just Thrive probiotic and how it stands out from the others, and what was important for you to make sure that it did what it said it was going to do.
Yeah. So this was really exciting. We actually had the opportunity to license these strains from London University. They're called Bacillus spore-based probiotics, and they're from London University. And we had the opportunity to license them, and we had the exclusive rights to these strains for North America in the retail sector. And it was so exciting. We put our life savings into this. It was the scariest thing that I've ever done in my life. And
Way to go, girl.
Yeah. I mean, we did it. It wasn't always easy. You know, I mean, it still isn't easy, but it has been amazing because of the impact that we've had on so many people. I cannot stress that enough. But so these strains, what is so different about them? They were a new category of probiotics. So probiotics had been on the market. They were starting to gain some popularity because of this human microbiome project that was launched by the National Institutes of Health. But the big difference is that these were spore-based probiotics. We were disruptors in the market. We were bringing probiotics to the market that nobody had really heard of in North America. And so the big thing with spore-based probiotics is they have the ability to survive the gastric system. So when you're taking a probiotic, it makes this journey through your, you know, intestinal tract, and it hits your stomach. The stomach is very acidic. It's meant to be acidic. It's the gastric barrier. So most probiotics die by the time they get to the stomach. The point of a probiotic, it needs to be a live microorganism in the intestines. It doesn't need to be alive in the refrigerator, which is a whole big myth out there about probiotics. It needs to be alive when it hits your intestines. The overwhelming majority of probiotics do not ever make that journey alive. So when people are taking the common conventional probiotics out there, they're getting dead bacteria therapy. And people may say, well, you know, but I did feel a little bit better. And you may get some symptomatic relief, but you're not getting to the root cause of the problem. So the spore-based probiotics, you swallow them, they're dormant. It's not until they get to that stomach acid and they have this shell around themselves and they're able to survive the stomach acid. And when they hit the intestines, they actually recognize the intestines as their home and they take their shell off and they go into their live vegetative cell state. And they stay there for about 21 to 28 days where they're making a true change throughout the entire intestinal tract. They're profound. And we've done the biggest difference between us and so many other you know, supplements out there is that we have really tried to elevate the standard by doing double-blind human clinical trials. This is unheard of in the supplement space. We have a double-blind human clinical trial on leaky gut, which, you know, we could go into later on a different episode, but double-blind human clinical trial, we have survivability studies that show that ours survive 100% and the majority of probiotics on the market do not. We've tested hundreds of them. We have a study called the gut model study that showed just after 2.5 weeks, these strains caused a 30% favorable shift in the microflora in your gut. So, you know, they've increased the beneficial bacteria and been able to decrease the pathogenic bacteria. This was just in 2.5 weeks. So this is profound change. And you had mentioned the garden analogy. And I love that you mentioned that because I talk about that all the time. The best way to describe the difference between the spore-based probiotics that are found in Just Thrive and the conventional probiotics you find in the market is that if you envision a garden and the garden's been stepped on and trampled on and there's weeds growing all over that garden, you take those conventional probiotics, you throw them in the garden, most never even get there alive. But let's say they did get there. They may plant a plant here or there. Fine, might make it a little bit better. But with the spore-based probiotics, you throw those seeds into the garden. They get there 100% alive. They attach to the soil. They have the ability to get rid of those weeds in the garden. And then they have the ability to bring those plants that have been stepped on, trampled on back to life. So in the case of your gut, these spores are like the gardener of the gut. They're going in there and getting rid of the pathogenic bacteria. They're going in and helping your own good beneficial bacteria come back to life and flourish. So it's a very, very different approach. And that was the part of the story that was funny is I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I mean, I saw how it worked, so how it helped people so incredibly well and how people were just having incredible dramatic results. And I'm like, everyone's going to buy this. This is great. But I didn't know you had to market it. I didn't know that you had to like do all this stuff. And so it was a big learning curve for me, but we've been fortunate to have incredible, you know, stories and customers. And it's just been so fun, especially over the last couple of years. You know, we know 80% of our immune system is in our gut. People don't realize that. Oh, yeah. 80% of our immune system, our immune cells, our dendritic cells, our natural killer cells, all of these important, you know, immune cells that are fighting things will cease to exist if your gut bacteria does not signal them. So it's our gut bacteria that's signaling these immune cells. So it's like it's hard to find any type of issue that is not directly related to the health of our gut.
Absolutely. I always talk, so I have my own supplement brand. I don't know if you know that or not, but it's called Beyond Fresh. And I'm in this space as well. And I always love to bring people to the forefront that are doing the good work. And so my success for Beyond Fresh is based on apple cider vinegar now. And you know, so apple cider vinegar is a fermented food, and it's a way to add something to your diet that's been taken out of our diet over time in history that will help, like you said, attack the problem instead of mask it. So like, forget those chalky tablets when you have an upset stomach, take a shot of apple cider vinegar, help your, you know, with the mother, with the probiotics living inside of it. But a lot of people need more help. They need more, bigger help. And you talk about some of the problems that you see in someone's gut. And by using a probiotic, by adding apple cider vinegar to your diet, that is a good first step. But then I find when people start to do the right thing and start to feel better, then other good choices follow. Like, you want a fiber-rich diet that's going to help flush out those toxins. You know, you want to make sure you're getting phytonutrients for energy and things like that into your diet. But the gut is the most important place to start, because weight loss, mood, immune, you know, system, strong, healthy immune systems, all that stuff, you know, are pointed at the gut. So I love what you're doing. And when I saw the product, I thought it was incredible. And you can sprinkle it on food. You have all different delivery systems. We're talking about mood, and right now we're living in a time of fear, and people are uncomfortable and they're afraid and they've been home a lot, and maybe their diets have suffered and maybe their health has suffered. Let's talk a little bit about the gut-brain connection, because that's something that now your focus has really turned to in Just Thrive. Can you tell a little bit why that became a focus for you and tell us about your Just Calm that's coming out next month?
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, there's something we call the gut-brain axis. And so this is this connection between the gut and the brain. There's something called the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve connects the brainstem to your gut. And there are messages going back and forth all the time. And that's why I always talk about, like, when someone says, what else can I do for my gut health? Of course, taking a high-quality spore-based probiotic, of course, avoiding all of the things that we mentioned earlier. But one of the things I always say is lifestyle, you know, meditation, deep breathing, whatever it is, even making dramatic changes to your lifestyle if you have a very toxic, unhealthy lifestyle or work or whatever it might be, because those are directly, your brain is sending those signals to your gut, and your gut is sending signals to the brain. And so we have to be taking care of both of those. And so this gut-brain axis is really important. And we know now, when we talk about brain health, there's two major offenders to brain health. One of them is inflammation coming from LPS toxins. And so I don't want to get too sciencey here, but LPS stands for lipopolysaccharides. And these are toxins that are found in our gut that are generally not problematic. They become problematic when they seep into your bloodstream. When these LPS toxins, or even food particles, when you have a leaky gut, these LPS toxins and food particles seep into your bloodstream, and you start to have this, your body elicits an immune, like an inflammatory response. So that inflammation could go to your heart. It could go to your liver. It could go to your brain. And a lot of this inflammation is in fact going to people's brains. So we've got this brain inflammation coming from LPS toxins. The other point is that the other stressor that causes a lot of brain issues is external stressors, which we all could relate to, you know, the getting cut off in traffic, the deadlines of some deadline of a project, getting into an argument with a loved one. All these external stresses are really, they trigger the HPA axis. So the hypothalamus that goes to the pituitary, that goes to the adrenal, and then it starts to trigger this cortisol. And it starts to produce cortisol. And now we've got this cortisol reaction. So the research that we've been focusing on is the research on this particular probiotic strain called Bifidolongum 1714. This strain has actually been shown to lower cortisol levels. It's incredible. It actually, there was a study that showed, like, people who had this 1714 strain abundantly actually had, you know, were able to handle stress so much better. They also, there was a study that showed it changed brainwave activity. So when they were supplemented with the 1714 strain, they actually saw people get into a more of a theta wave, or that flow state, which is incredible. So there is so much research on this Bifidolongum 1714 strain out there. And so with the Just Thrive probiotic, you're dealing with that one, that LPS toxin from seeping into the bloodstream. We know that the Just Thrive is helping seal up that gut lining. So that's helping with that aspect of brain health. And so you're like almost halfway there, you know, when you're talking about brain health. With the Just Calm product, which is a brand new product that is, oh my God, it's like, there's so much excitement about it. I'm so excited for it to launch. But that is helping with the external stressors that we're dealing with. It's helping lower the cortisol. It's helping us get more into that flow state by changing our brainwave activity. So really, really exciting research on that product.
Incredible. What I love about being in the supplement space, and I just know that you connect with this, I can tell that you do, is that I want to help people get over the bridge, you know, into a world where they can use nature's food and diet and their own breathing exercises and meditation to learn how to make a better, you know, path for themselves in life and deal with stress and know how to eat so that you're healthy and know when you're feeling not great or you know you need a supplement, where to go for it. There's so much propaganda out there and there's a sea of information out there for people. So I love what you're doing. And I know that you agree with me, like, get started with me. Let me help you, show you the way to feel better. I've done the research. I've got you covered so that you can then start to crowd out bad choices with better choices with an informative understanding of what happens in your system when you make that choice or what happens in your system when you get cut off. You know what I mean? And so do you agree with that? Like, is that part of how you,
absolutely.
I mean, I just know it does because it comes out of your aura.
Yes, I've got goosebumps all over my body. I'm like, oh yes, this is exactly what I'm trying to say. It's like, it's this domino effect that's wonderful. You know, you start one, I've seen it with my own family. I've seen it with all my friends, you know, now they're like, oh, Tina, what should I do for this? Or what should I do with that? Like they're now conscious of it. Where before people sometimes were just going through unconsciously, just eating this or doing that. Now, when they start doing one little thing, like taking care of their gut, they start to notice I'm going to the bathroom regularly, or, you know, they're taking the apple cider vinegar and they're seeing so many great changes in their life. It's like, and they just want to keep continuing that. And it gives me such joy and pleasure. I see it all the time. I was saying, I was looking at pictures of my in-laws and my parents, and I was looking at pictures from like 10 years ago. And then I'm like, I look at them now and I'm like, they look so much better. I mean, who, you know, in their, you know, late 70s, early 80s looks better from 10 years before, but it's amazing what the transformation I've seen in them, even just when they start doing all these different supplements, taking all these different supplements.
I love that. Well, I mean, I wanted to have you on, and I love that we, you know, follow the same path, and, you know, you've taken such a deep scientific approach at it and really, you know, have these amazing strands, and you work with an amazing microbiologist on it all. And I've worked with, you know, engineers and people who are helping me build, you know, through organic plant supplements, phytonutrients, all that stuff. And the whole reason why is because I got also tired of people not knowing what they were doing when they were offending their body and they didn't even know it. They were trying to do the right thing, because I went back to school to become a health coach. My kid has, you don't know this, but a lot of my listeners know this, that my son had a liver transplant at 6 months old.
Oh,
so
wow.
His medical journey, thank you to the medical community. I mean, he wouldn't be alive without them. But some of the medicines that he takes to help him live tear down other pieces of his system and body. And so I was on this treadmill of trying to understand, how do I help my kid? And I started to really to understand using food as medicine, not just as fuel or for social and those sort of things. And the more I studied, you know, as just a layman, and then I went back to school, you know, to understand it. And then I work with, you know, the most incredible, you know, health food company. I love them. You know, we really were like, how do we set people up for success? How do we educate them? How do we get them through the fog? And so can you just, from your wisdom, and because they've heard it from me so much, I would love for you to talk about the offenders and when the right time to hit a Thrive product is, you know what I mean? And when you know you might need something like that. So let's talk about gut health. You know, you talked about the simplest thing, like skin eruption, dull hair, brittle nails. Talk about the offenders too, and what people, when they're eating, what that they should know they're doing to their belly and their systems and their bodies.
Well, I think the biggest thing is trying to eat clean, because we know antibiotics that we mentioned are so disruptive in our gut. I mean, and we know, like I said, we have to take them sometimes because of, you know, obviously they save lives, you need them, but we know that they are what the job of
overprescribed.
Overprescribed, yes.
In our animals.
Exactly.
That we're eating.
Exactly. And it's like, so we really want to eat clean, because we don't want to consume those antibiotics, because they are killing the bad bacteria, which is what you want them to do, but they're also killing the good bacteria, and we need that beneficial bacteria. So I would just try to eat clean, and I know it's hard, but just do the best. And obviously staying away from processed foods is just a no-brainer. Trying to eat whole foods is just really important. And, you know, unfortunately, even our organic food is going to have some glyphosate in there because of, you know, the Roundup and all of that in our rainwater. So, but even if we eat organic produce, you know, even if you buy like frozen organic, that's a little bit more affordable, but really trying to just make baby steps. And I agree, like you have to give yourself grace. If you just take baby steps along the way, you can make such profound effects. And then you just start to do better. I mean, I have an admission. I was a huge Diet Coke junkie back in the day. I mean, this was long before I even started the, you know, Just Thrive, but you know, I used to be a Diet Coke junkie, and it's like, I just did it one day at a time. And I mean, I have never had a Diet Coke since, you know, it's just like, I don't
want
it.
Once you don't have that type of food in your system, you don't crave it. You know, that's the whole thing. It's like anything, like getting over anything, whether it's your Diet Coke or your boyfriend, you know what I mean? Like, it takes some time.
That's right.
You know, I think what's so important too, is that, you know, the pendulum swings, right? And so we've gone way too far with convenience and processed food and, you know, conventional farming and more meat, more this. And so now what's happening is the pendulum is swinging to like really progressive, you know what I mean? Restrictive eating, right? Like eat a plant, don't have anything on it, whatever. And what I love about you and what I love about what I do too is that we're there to help people that can't make full switches into their diet. You know what I mean? They go into a grocery store that doesn't have produce in the middle of winter and only sells processed foods and, you know, conventionally farmed meats. They're at a disadvantage. And so what I love about products that you sell and products that I sell is that we can say, we understand your barriers.
Yeah.
We understand the choices that you have before us. So we're here to help you and supplement what you're not getting that you need. If you saw someone visibly, or if you heard from them, like, when would you say, listen, I want you to have Calm. You got to try Thrive probiotic. You know what I mean? Like, tell me some of the things that you just know, like mentioning how your parents and your in-laws are looking.
Yeah. I mean, with Just Thrive, the probiotic, that our flagship product. I mean, I don't think I could find one person on this earth that shouldn't be taking it. Like if you have a gut, you should be taking it. I mean, especially like kids, I always say like kids, especially, you know, when I was a kid, I knew one person, one classmate from grammar school all through high school that had a peanut allergy. Now it's like there's peanut free tables. I mean, that is a complete indication that your gut is dysbiotic, that you have, you know, leaky gut. So I'm really particular about kids. I'm passionate about kids, not particular, but I'm very passionate about kids and helping them because their guts, they have been born into this world laden with glyphosate and antibiotics in their foods where I wasn't, you know, but, and I still have seen the benefits from the products, but so I would say anyone who has a gut should, you know, everybody who's living, breathing should be taking that. I can't think of anybody that shouldn't. It's like foundational. This is a foundational food almost. It's a foundational.
Unless you're a progressive eater and you are eating a bunch of fermented food and you only eat vegetables and you never eat, you know, like saturated fats, like then maybe your gut's working for you, but having these supplements there for us, you know, because you got burned out, you were doing so much, you know, you had burnout. Like, didn't you wish you had Calm to help you get burnout? You know,
do what I mean? Wish so, I had Calm.
That's what I love about it. And so tell them a little bit more about what to look out for. That's not true. You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's really important. Like, what is it that the consumer beware?
Yeah. Well, I have a whole bunch of myths, but I will talk about two that I think are so out there that, I mean, you hear all the time. One, I kind of touched on it earlier, but the refrigeration aspect, you know, people will say, even doctors will say, oh, it needed, in order to be a high quality probiotic, make sure you get one in the refrigerated section because it needs to be a live microorganism. And again, it needs to be a live microorganism in the intestines, not in the refrigerator. And so if you just think about it, like common sense tells you, if it needs to be refrigerated in order to stay alive, that means it can't even withstand the room temperature of the store shelf.
Right.
So how would it ever survive your body temperature, which is much hotter than room temperature?
Room temperature.
It's not like the temperature of your body alone will likely kill it, but for sure the stomach acid would kill a live microorganism. And so
people that about collagen all the time when they're trying to eat collagen, I'm like, it doesn't survive the stomach acid. And when you put it on your face, the molecule of collagen is too big to get into your pores. There's so much propaganda.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I know. It's like, it just seems so obvious to us. And then, but you know, that's why you have shows and platforms like this to educate. And that's what I love about it. And so the key is to get a probiotic that survives, that gets through the intestines and is alive in the intestines. And so like most of the probiotics you'll find at like drugstores and all that are probably dead before they even went in the bottle. And then the refrigerated ones are maybe alive in the bottle if they made it through like the transportation of, you know, the logistics of everything. But chances are they're going to die by the time they get to your intestines. But the other myth out there that I love to talk about is that 50 billion, you know, the way probiotics are measured is say 50 billion CFUs, which is colony forming units. So 50 billion CFUs is better than one with 5 billion CFUs. Or now they have some that are 250 billion, 800 billion, I mean, CFUs. It's become like a marketing ploy, you know, or like a lot of companies know that the strains aren't surviving. So they throw in all of these extras to try to get something to survive. So, but there is no research at all that shows that more is better, that more, the key is that the quality of the strains. And what does, like ours, we have 3 billion CFUs. And we know after just 2.5 weeks, it showed a 30% favorable shift. I mean, I don't know of any other probiotic that has a study of that kind that could show 3 billion CFUs actually had a showed a 30% favorable.
You're actually an efficacious product. So any efficacious product is going to show results. And that's, you know, my barrier with apple cider vinegar, why I created apple cider vinegar, not because I'm the first person to create apple cider vinegar. I made it delicious. I took down the barrier of pungency and I added other goodness, you know, papaya and added fiber and all kinds of minerals so that people would take it. You know, I had a kid that I wanted to have a shot of apple cider vinegar a day. I wanted to have him eat it when he was eating his meals, help keep that gut flora flowing. And the mother's alive. It's procreating good bacteria all day long. And, you know, mine is a refrigerated product, but it's only because it's a live probiotic cold drink, you know? So naturally it's fermented. So
it's different. A ferment is different. Absolutely.
Totally different. Exactly. That's why I love talking to you. I'm not worried at all. We're on the same mission and that's what matters.
Yeah. And that's what I always say. I'm on the mission. I don't even feel like other probiotic companies are like competition to me. I'm not, but my competitor is pharma. Like I want people, I don't care what probiotic they go to, just go to a probiotic. Cause at least it starts you on that journey you were talking
about. That's right. 100%. And I feel the same way. And that's why I am so happy to have you here and to share more about your passion and your knowledge and your science and all that you have done and your bravery. Hello, your bravery. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for stepping away from what was easy to do what was right. And I just applaud you so hugely for that. So when you are not researching healthy supplements and talking about the importance of gut health and trying to figure out how to market Thrive right here with me, which I love. How do you find in your freedoms? How do you find freedom outside of helping other people? How do you find it for yourself?
Yeah, really my freedom is being with my family. I think that's really the biggest thing. You know, my kids are older now. You know, I have a 25-year-old that's getting married. I have a 23.
Bless you guys.
I know, so excited. 23-year-old, a 19-year-old who is in college. So it's really weird not having the kids around. And so when I have those days when we're all together and we go on a vacation or I do feel free. It's like, it's so funny because when you're a young mom and you feel so not free because you're running to practice and you're doing this and you're running around. But I feel now I feel so free when I'm with my family and my husband.
Beautiful. Work is done in a way. Now you can sit back and look at the fruits of your labor when they get a little bit older and they start making decisions for themselves and you see them acting out in the world on their own. You know, we can only do so much and that's beautiful. I love that. I will find that freeing when I get out of the teenager stage too. I love it so much.
I would do anything to go back to it. So you just enjoy it.
Just embrace it. So it's so wonderful that you're going to offer a kind of a special an offer so everybody can try Just Thrive. And so thank you for that. So I want you to please tell them how they can, you know, find you and where they can follow you and where they can find Just Thrive and a little bit about the offer.
Yeah. So the best place to find us is our website, justthrivehealth.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Just Thrive Health. And then we have a coupon code for 15% off for your listeners of In My Heart. So very easy. In My Heart. Doesn't matter uppercase or lowercase. But and I'd say just give it a try. If you have any questions, our customer service team is absolutely incredible. They are super knowledgeable. We actually have a product coach on our customer service. You can make an appointment with her just to, if you want any questions answered about the products. And I would definitely recommend giving it a try. You know, it's the best thing you can do.
Probiotics are safe for the whole family. We know Just Thrive is researched and you don't have to have any questions for it. If you're looking for a probiotic or you're looking to better your gut health, change your lifestyle, things like that, we're here for you. I appreciate you so much. This is In My Heart. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. Be sure to download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to be there. Thank you to my guest, Tina Anderson, and we'll see you again soon.